The Grim Reaper Gamers are a 25 and over gaming community with members spanning the globe, playing games across all genres, but our roots are in first-person shooters. Bring your thick skin, drink of choice, and grab your controllers. GRG members are on nightly with official community nights every Wednesday. And now, it's time for the ReaperCast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Grim Reaper Gamers ReaperCast. I'm Johnny Hustler. We're getting started here tonight. We got a crowd of four. We got a couple new faces. Well, newer faces. They have been on the show before. But without further ado, let's go around the table at the second chair. Changing it up a little bit. The grimmest of all Reapers is my co-host tonight. Lala Calamari is here. Jack, how the hell are you? What you drinking? What you playing?
I'm taking over everything. Jammer was fired for being sick. And he actually was promoted to PS4 team lead. I am doing fine. Right now, I am drinking a Goose Island preseason lager, and it's excellent. It's an excellent beer. Get it. Be happy. As far as when I'm gaming, it's the standard, the regular Battlefield 1, Forza Horizons 3, and Elder Scrolls. Still muscling through that, getting ready for the housing update for that.
The housing update, Jesus.
I want a house. I want working a house that I will never spend 5 seconds in, but I want it.
Working on a home. All right. Third chair tonight, coming back after several weeks when he debuted on our podcast, Quantum Klutz. Quantum, good to see you again, buddy. What you drinking? What you playing?
I guess I'll be the designated podcaster. I'm drinking a Monster Java Coffee Energy tonight. Don't really have any alcohol. Don't really drink that much. But I'm playing, of course, still grinding away to Division, the Dark Zone, farming, waiting for 1.6. Back in Warframe, we've got a couple new frames that come out. So the updates has actually been pretty good. And still chugging along on Elite Dangerous, trying to do my space FedExing and get my engineers upgraded. So
awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having Quantum handhold me through the Dark Zone, especially the new sections they're coming out with. So
when does that hit? Do we have a date yet?
The PTS closed on the 10th of this month. Everything I'm seeing in the forum chats on the PTS, there's rumoring the 20th of this month, but nothing's confirmed. I'm trying to keep an eye out on the forums, YouTube, and check most of the bigger names that actually follow them, like Eric's and stuff, but nobody's dropping any solid dates yet.
Right. So how badly will my build be nerfed, my Alpha Bridge build?
Alpha is still going to be very viable in PvP and the Dark Zone. You'll lose two of your weapon talents, but one of the major benefits is you won't have any unlock requirements. So whatever skills or talents you like if it's talents that use a lot of skill power, you'll, as long as you've got Alpha Bridge, four-piece set, it'll automatically unlock them. So you'll have at least four talents tops on your guns, but you won't be able to mix it with the exotics.
I'm due to get a LMG anyway, so switch it up. Get rid of the assault rifles.
LMGs are getting a little bit of love, but not a lot. I know the Famas is becoming the bullpup. It's becoming an exotic, and they're saying the Warlord, the AK exotic, is actually going to be one of the stronger contenders in 1.6 update.
Good Lord. Full update on the Division. Wasn't even planning on it. Nice. And in the fourth chair, making his return from parts unknown somewhere out in the West, he's our resident Newegg employee. Big Fish, how the hell are you, buddy? What you drinking? What you playing?
Oh, roll around the eye. Oh, you son of a bitch. Okay, let's see. I am classing it up tonight, so I actually have half a glass. Actually, no. It's a big glass, so it's a half a bottle of wine. It's a red wine from... It's
Mad
a
Dog.
French wine. No. We ain't no Boone's Farm here. No, it's a French wine. I think it's just a blend, honestly. I got it from a as a gift from my sister-in-law over the summer, and This is probably some of the last of it. What am I playing? Actually, you know what? I am playing video games lately. And they're not the video games, and they're not on my phone. I've been really digging NBA 2K 17. You know, just kind of cruising through that in like my career. I'm still rookie and all that. It's a fun game. It's for those who like sports and stuff. It's probably the best basketball game around. I've tried live, and that's absolutely horrible. Yeah. Other than that,
I didn't even give that a chance.
I quit live a long time ago. It was more arcade-ish, yeah. But 2K is fun. It's got a little bit of technique to it. I know Dij plays the hell out of it, or used to. But every once in a while, I'll play Elite, or I'll play ESO. But you know, every time I play Elder Scrolls, you know, Lala just ignores me. So
yeah, I noticed that you haven't played since I ignored you that one time. So yeah, I accomplished my goal there.
Yeah, exactly.
And as far as my
heart was broken.
As far as NBA, are you on the Sixers, and are you playing with Embiid?
Hail
Embiid.
I got drafted by the Celtics, which I really hate the Celtics, but I got drafted by them, so I'm playing with
them. I'm playing what I usually play, the Wang Simulator. Conan Exiles, bounce around, no pants on. This week, I am drinking
that's
something.
I think that's the biggest thing that everybody absolutely loves about that game is the Wang Sim, except Grex.
Well, okay. Now, first off, it is a good game outside of the gigantic teabag simulator that it can be. It's a hell of a game.
It's not a simulator. Holy shit, that takes teabag into MLG levels. Oh, holy crap. Some of the pictures you guys post. It's just wrong. It's violation. It's rape.
So, otherwise, it's a great... I mean, there is a great game along with the... the incredible floppy dick simulator that it gives you. But, which we have laughed at way too inappropriately, way too often, but it is a lot of fun. It's been taking my arc time lately, and I'm drinking something new this week. Omaha's Brickway Brewery. It's a wheat beer, Hef wheat beer, and kind of interesting. It's more kind of a cross between a wheat beer and an ale.
Interesting. So it's got a little bit of that that sharpness that the ale would have, mm-hmm. or I should say crispness.
Right? Yeah, it's got that sharpness that you mentioned. It's got that little bit there, that little bit of zing that an ale has. But it has that smooth back end of a wheat beer as well. So really interesting beer. Like I said, this Brickway Brewery's got some pretty good shit, and I did an Oktoberfest theirs a few months ago that I really loved. In fact, I think I got one more can of that left.
So, hey, before we begin, and I'm just going to like completely bulldoze this whole friggin' podcast, right?
Oh, Jack's going to love this.
Because the tomato meter has to go up. No, actually, before Getting we begin, red. I wanted to raise glasses towards Body Farmer. Had a kid this morning.
Oh, it's
an amazing feat. I didn't know it was able, you know, I didn't know guys could do that. But, you know, here's to you. Congrats.
And the word is, it doesn't look like the mailman.
I heard he named it Carson Embiid Wentz, the baby. So that's the baby's name.
Congrats, Farmer.
Congratulations, Farmer. We'll see you in about 6 months.
I hope the wife got home and did the dishes. So,
hey, you know what? This makes our topic real appropriate. I didn't even think about that.
Farmer's got years of paternal bonding over video games to look forward to.
Someday. Those first few months, good luck.
Also, another announcement is we were arguing about this beforehand, and neither one of us mentioned it, John. This is episode 52, which makes it officially 2 years worth of podcast.
Yeah.
Of the Reapercast. I mean, technically, we're past 2 years because we did have a couple podcast dates move from the holidays. They would fall on Thanksgiving and Christmas and whatnot.
Right.
But officially, we're 2 years old.
Yeah, 2 years old for this show. 52nd episode. That's
scary.
That's something. Yeah, it's scary.
God save the world.
That's right. 2 years of the ReaperCast, folks. Crack one open.
That just proves to let anybody on the internet.
I think Facebook did that long before we ever got on.
Oh, God. Yeah, YouTube. Oh, Jesus.
All right, let's talk about some events here before we go on to a rant about that shit. Events calendar is at GrimReaperGamers.com/events. Check out the full calendar there. Here's some highlights. Monday nights, as usual, Titanfall 2 night. No Grex here tonight, so can't really get a full... Were you on Monday or playing? Or...
No, I checked the that group, and I believe they had at least six or eight people playing. So, the reports were... They were running public games all night long, and reports were they actually were winning, so... So step up. They might actually get good.
They have ringers come in.
Yeah, Enzo. They had Enzo take care of it for him.
Yeah. Whatever works, whatever it takes. Wednesday night is obviously community night, as mentioned in the intro. Every week, Battlefield 1 and Conan. You said we had three squads for Battlefield, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a full three squads running. And for the most part, we were pretty much almost all on the same team for the whole night, except for, like, I think one game. So that was pretty good. It was nice to see. Once we got all on the same team, we kind of steamrolled the opposition, which is nice.
Very nice. And Conan, we had quite a few on. I was on kind of later in the night, I think about 6 to 8 total throughout the evening and the night, building away iron runs. Somebody went after... I think Rao went after the rock monster. I went after iron. So
that sounds like no fun, but okay.
It was good.
Is it similar to like a rock lobster? Because I mean, that would be B-52s? A whole lot more fun. Exactly.
There you go. B-52s are into game design now. So
nice. Also, awesome. On Wednesday night, we had a group playing Elite Dangerous. So guys are flying around their spaceships, delivering stuff via FedEx, Space FedEx. I'm surprised at that game. It's the resurgence in that. There's quite a few guys playing that.
Yeah, there's always a pretty good crowd there for Elite. Pretty dedicated crowd for the old Space FedEx.
It bounced back. I mean, honestly, it was dead for what, a year or so, and it bounced back.
Well, that summer sale helped.
I also think. You know, it's hard because you get the fall, the games come out, people got diverted by that. And a lot of guys just aren't into Call of Duty and some of the fall titles. And even Battlefield, a lot of guys are hardcore Battlefield players, don't really dig Battlefield 1 as much. They, for whatever reason, I think it's probably one of the better Battlefield titles. But be that as it may. So I think people are looking for different options or breaking up just running shooters every night or the same game every night.
Yeah.
So they go back. That's why I went back to Elder Scrolls, you know, on off nights from GRG, just for something different. And that's, as we'll go into for Sunday night, we have the Sunday night driving with the Forza 3. And that was also a thing to kind of break up the monotony of playing the same games every night. So Sunday nights, we're running the Forza rooms and we're packing that. It's growing. And I know we got a few more guys coming.
And we get a lot for the Rocket League nights every other Thursday.
Yeah,
as well. So it's nice. So...
And Rocket League was big, and then it died down when all the new titles came out. And now that's kind of settled down, and people are moving on from those games, or looking for something different to play. They don't want to play the same game every night. Those other games are getting a little interest in them.
Yeah, and you know, Madden Tournament, and now that Madden's going to be on EA Access on the 24th, I believe that's the 24th that it drops. Then you'll see more getting into the Madden tournaments as well. So, Friday nights, Battlefield 1 as well, get some squads going there. Once in a while, we see some Titanfall 2 as well, but I think Battlefield's been the consistent one.
I think that's because it's just easier like to get a whole group in. People kind of just want to relax, have a few beers and shoot the shit on Friday nights. And since Battlefield, there's so 32 versus 32, and the parties are, what, 18 now. So they just kind of gravitate towards that.
Yeah. This Saturday night, Elite
Saturday
Dangerous.
Day.
Or Saturday day, yeah. Marathon, really, day into night. Elite Dangerous, we got down the 18th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm assuming that's Eastern time.
I think Balak has a no wife day and is taking full advantage of it.
Yeah. Getting all the FedEx in.
So he wants to go on FedEx runs and hit him up and he'll fly spaceships with you.
So put on those tight blue shorts on Saturday.
Very tight.
No other day? I thought that was an everyday thing.
Well, like we wear pants any other day.
Well, you're running around pantless in Conan anyway.
You're right. So. It's
I guess while Bailey's running around in the blue ones, I'm just going to be the competition and run UPS with the brown pants.
Oh, boy, Turf Wars. Space.
Great. And then, as you mentioned, Jack, Sunday driving, Forza Horizon 3 every Sunday night. You guys are still doing that through The Walking Dead, huh?
Yes, we are. I DVR Walking Dead, so I'll just watch it later. And we're still running it. Like I said, we had a complete full room. And we usually try to pick two cars to run, something normal class, A or S1 class, that everybody can run. And we pick some races and just kind of mess around racing. And it's a good time. Fortunately, there's no skill, so anybody can win any race. But if you're interested in racing, if you're interested in cars, even if you can't play Forza, it doesn't matter. Come join us. You'll probably beat us. It's a good time.
Yeah, it is a good time. And like you said, diverse gaming. So
bumper cars for the win.
There you go.
That's what it is. It's high-speed demolition derby. Especially when Beers is driving. Oh, my goodness. I call him Cruise Missile.
Yeah, I've seen some of it. It's insane. So, all right. So again, GrimReaperGamers.com/events for the full calendar, and check out the forums also at forums.GrimReaperGamers.com for some times when we're looking for gamers as well. So, gaming news, a little bit. I don't know, a little sparse, got a little bit here and there, a few breadcrumbs out there, but still kind of a slow news run until we start getting into show season shortly. First thing we noticed, leaked specs that seem to kind of, for the Nintendo Switch, that seem to kind of confirm what everybody was saying back in the summer about this thing. What we're seeing here, kind of a high-powered tablet, but not anything that's going to really push the PS4 and the Xbox One out there.
I think where it would get people is the mobile aspect. I mean, honestly, as long as they have decent games and it's not just all, Mario driven, I think it has that niche. Nintendo does really well with mobile gaming, with their DS line for years and years. I'm interested, but it's probably, $300 more than I want to spend, and I don't want to spend anything.
Yeah. The big thing I'm seeing here's the biggest problem I think I see here. You got a quad core Cortex processor. It's a souped up Tegra from Nvidia. Can do some pretty nice graphics, at least. It could do at least 720 in handheld mode, and they say it can upscale to 1080p. On the when plugged in to the dock and into a TV, the dock speed is still 768 megahertz, which is still considerably slower than both Xbox One and PS4. The undocked speed is way slower. I mean, it cuts in half, basically, is what they're confirming. The biggest problem I have is you have pathetic storage. It's flash storage with 32 gigabytes. I mean, what current gen game can be handled on that?
Yeah, and that's the 32 gig. That's the cartridge size, right? That's what, because they're releasing the games in, like, I guess, cartridges. I guess they kind of look like the SD cards or whatever.
They're kind of like the SD cards. There's 32 gig on board for memory within the tablet. There's going to be cards that are released, and I think I heard like 4, 8, 16, and 32, depending on the size of the game.
Maximum size of the Switch card. Oh, I think they said the maximum size is 32 gigs for those cards.
For the cards. That's now, there's also memory. There's also memory that they say they're going to be able to handle the 2 terabyte specification for SD that isn't, you know, that's there, but there's no cards that support it yet. I think the biggest is like 256 right now in that format. They don't even have a terabyte. Maybe 512. I mean, like,
it cracks me because you figure 32 gigs. Now you look at some of the Battlefield or Elder Scrolls, their patches. Gig. Yeah. I mean, their patch, like Elder Scrolls, I think the Elder Scrolls Online patch was 55 gig. Craig just downloaded it the other day. 55 gig.
Yeah.
I think that's absurd, but.
Yeah, but if they're doing cartridge and it's a, you know, I mean, if they're not really, I mean, if you look at it from a handheld standpoint, they're not going 1080p. And honestly, for however big the screen is, what is it, 6 inches or something like that?
6.2.
Yeah, it's you don't need 1080p. You can get by with 720 and be perfectly fine, you know, as long as it's crisp. And if the gameplay is on there, I mean, like I said, it's a niche market. You know, they do well in their handhelds. I don't see it as a replacement for a console. It's more of kind of like it's going to be like everybody's Wii that just sits in the corner basically. And oh hey, you know, there's a new Zelda game out, so I'm going to get it. And that's pretty much what I want to do. Is I want to play Zelda because I love the franchise.
I think what they really need is find a way to track developers to get there. And they may not be able to do it with the major developers, but this may be something where they could tie into some of the mobile app developers, like the mobile gamers, and bring that kind of development over to them.
Well, hell, do better with the indies.
Yeah.
Than they do. Bring in Studio Wildcard. Bring in Conan's developers. Bring in all these guys that are making these smaller early access games, the indie games. There's a lot of great indie stuff out there that if these handheld makers would embrace better, and I'm looking at Sony as well, because they did shitty with Vita on that as well, then these handhelds could thrive because the indie games are popular. I mean, there's some of the biggest games out there.
Yeah, when I went to PAX, there was a whole section. Oh, that write-up's coming, by the way. But there was a whole section of indie games, and it was really quite slick. I mean, some of it was so like far-fetched, and a lot of it was like, you know, hey, we're a bunch of, you know, hippies from the West Coast, and we have to like go through our emo, you know, whatever lives or something like that. And that was the game. That was the entire game. It was crazy.
And some of it's just wanging your dick around.
Yeah. Man, you just love that, don't you? You just go right there.
Well, Nintendo's always had a niche market on handhelds. I mean, Sony tried to get into it. I've not cared. I've actually played the Vita and the PSP, and in my opinion, they both sucked. Nintendo, ever since the Game Boy, has had a niche on handhelds, and some of their hottest sellers from the cartridge games was the Pokemon series and Zelda. Mario didn't even, well, besides the original Mario, nothing else really did. So if you do the independents, look at trying to branch out in some of the licensing of these independents with games that you know, and focus on the handheld community more. I think.
Well, hardware-wise, I thought the Vita was great. It's just they did the same. It's a mini Wii U. They didn't support it for shit.
Well, that's the thing. The handhelds, I mean, most people nowadays, your smartphone alone can carry just the same amount of games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as it comes to handheld gaming, really, your Samsungs, your iPhones, even your iPod Touches, they're covering all that just in one little handy device.
So yeah, who knows what's going to happen there, but you know, it just, and the other thing that bothers me, we are what, 2 weeks away, about 2 weeks away from the release of this system, and 2 weeks tomorrow. And we're looking at leaked documents still. There is nothing else on specs. It's Digital Foundry getting a leaked document. Come on, Nintendo, what's up? Why aren't you telling us what the hell your system's going to do? I think I heard a few people say that this is a soft launch, that, you know, they're going to just bring out the hardware now, and then the real launch is when online and all the games come out this fall. And I got a feeling, other than Zelda, they're right.
Yeah, and I think that's a mistake to release it that way. I think they need to come out after the Wii U. The Wii did well. It sold well hardware-wise. I think Wii U obviously didn't. And I think they need to come out with the games, or at least a couple killer games at the start. I mean, Zelda is nice, but they need a few others. And I think a soft launch is bad for this console.
No, especially after the Wii U. After how it started slow, the third-party developers went away in droves, and the system died.
Yeah, there's no reason why they can't have Mario Kart's going, a Mario game, and a Pokemon game for it, and Zelda. If you like released all those titles right off the get-go, you prepared the console with those games, it'd be a solid launch console-wise, it'd be a solid launch game-wise, and it might spur interest.
Yeah, I think the best thing about Nintendo is the Classic that came out and sold out in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then went for like $250 online. I mean, honestly, it's that retro gaming itch. Yeah, you could do it with a Pi and all that, but you know, it's a fun little console.
Well, a lot of people don't know how to do that and don't have the capabilities. Exactly. So,
and you know what? So if you buy this, throw the emulation and the games with that. You know.
Well, and that's I read a rumor this week. And it's a very sketchy rumor, but it's from a Norwegian retailer. Saw it on NeoGAF.
That
they are discontinuing the Classic, the NES Classic. That they're going to discontinue it and leave it out as a collectible because the Virtual Console will handle all that stuff for the Switch. So whether that's, now, like I said, sketchy as hell. You know, that's somebody told somebody who told somebody who told me. Type of thing. So
you reported on the
super reliable then. Yeah.
So okay. In case it happens, you heard it here first. That's
after Johnny read it off of another site.
I stole it from another site, and if it happens, we're taking credit for it. So
okay. Anyway, no one cares. See, it's a Nintendo Switch. No one cares.
Yeah. But anyway, so I guess we'll find out in 2 weeks what might be under the hood of this thing, so whether the document is right.
I have, we'll see how long this lasts. Breaking news, Vikes has just rented a GRG Battlefield server.
Hey!
And now it's closed.
And now it's closed.
And dead.
He's locked me out of it, that motherfucker.
very nice.
So maybe for next community night, we'll be able to run a server and manage to keep all GRG on one side.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
All right. Rocket League has some new DLC out. Hot Wheels. I mean, let's face it. We all played with Hot Wheels as kids.
How was this not a thing when it first launched?
Yeah, really.
I'm going to guess licensing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they were really small when this first launched. Now they've gotten real big, so they can get these. They can get Back to the Future. They can get Hot Wheels. They can get all these licenses now.
Has there ever been a better product placement in a video game ever than this? I mean, this makes perfect sense.
I would say Final about Fantasy, the only way they could do
the Final Fantasy noodles, the Nissan, that digital was saying that they had perfect product placement. So, but anyways, go on. Rocket League, yeah.
I would say only if they get Knight Rider to follow this up. That'd be about the only thing I could see more.
Do they have A-Team yet?
No, I don't think they do.
That, the 18 van.
The 18 van kit. So, yeah, some Hot Wheels.
Speed Racer.
Hot Wheels cars now will be available in Rocket League. And you're right. This is one of the most perfect product placements ever.
Yeah, and they're using two iconic Hot Wheel cars, the one with the two engines and then the hot rod with the skull. And they're $2 a piece. You can buy it for $2. It's not really killing you. You know, if you want those cars, if you think they're cool, it's $2. So, you know, what the fuck? It's only $2. So it's... Well,
that's $2 for you. That's a lot of ramen for me, dude. That's a lot of ramen.
Yeah, that is... Those are two iconic looks, too, to a couple of old classics.
Yeah, and I think...
They had about six different models of them each, you know, different colors and shit, so yeah.
And they have all the different types, like the hats and the banners and whatnot for them as well, Hot Wheels stuff. So it's going to be a big theme for that. And I'm assuming they're going to throw some new maps in and whatnot. I want the DLC that autopilots my car. So since I am the world's
You have that. They're your sons.
My kids both play the shit out of this game. They love Rocket League, and they play all the time. It's like pretty much the main game they play at the moment. And they watch me play, and they're like, "What the hell are you doing?" And they get mad. They make me give them the controller, and then all,
and
sudden,
then all of a sudden, he gets good.
Yeah, everybody's like, "Oh, you're doing really good." I did it. In fact, I did the last tournament. I gave my kids the controller because we already lost, and I wanted to win one freaking game. You know, I got a hat trick.
Whatever. Yeah, you got a hat trick.
God damn it! It said my name. That's all that matters.
In convention show news, I guess you want to call it, E3 has announced they're open to the public, which, I mean, a lot of people could get in. It didn't take a hell of a lot before.
Apparently it didn't, because I know people that go that are quote unquote in the industry.
Okay. Anyway, I know where this is going.
all I want to say is I can't believe they're letting the unwashed masses into this show. This is for industry only.
We'll leave it at that. I read
that post on the internet, so I don't know.
Yeah, we've heard about it, so
must be true.
It must be true. Is E3 relevant anymore?
I don't know. I mean, Microsoft's doing their presentation before E3.
Yeah,
Sunday night before.
And Sony's got their own.
Sony does what, Saturday before, Sunday before?
EA has their own too.
EA has a full weekend event before. Yeah. I mean, they're going to be doing the weekend before.
It looks like they're trying to get some cash before this, you know, completely just dies out.
Yeah, so now you hear from all the big names, and Nintendo, you know, they won't say anything. They probably won't even tell you they got a Switch out yet.
What? What was that? Sorry, I
console? What console? So, E3, open to the public. Anybody can go, the unwashed masses. Okay, a few releases coming up. For Honor, released on Valentine's Day. Probably caused a few divorces there. So I didn't, you know, I played the beta, wasn't really into it. Jack, I know you were about the same boat there. Anybody?
Yeah, I played the alpha, the original alpha this. And I guess I was kind of expecting, like, I think like an MMO style PvP. And it turned out it felt like it was more like a hack and slash with, I guess, some Street Fighter moves. Like, yeah, press some, you know, button combos and whatnot to do special moves. And it, I mean, the game looks awesome. The game is amazing to look at.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
But, oh, yeah, it just...
Commercials look good, but that's all I got to say about it. I have no idea.
The game is, like, stunning. It's great. But it just didn't grab me at all.
Like you said, it's good for in a short dose. You know, it just kind of got same old after a bit, and I just don't know that it's going to have the holding power that other Ubisoft titles have had.
Yeah.
I'm planning on picking it up, but I think I'll wait for it to kind of go on sale, maybe get it pre-owned, because I've got a couple guys I game with from work, and they really enjoy the game. And they're like, hey, you really need to pick this title up. I'm like, well, I don't know if I want to shell out $60 for it. I'll wait till it kind of drops down to about $30, and I might pick it up and check it out.
It could be a good $30 title. If it hits a sale on $30, that could be a good deal.
See, I figure I can just go fire up Elder Scrolls and go into their PvP Cyrodiil and get exactly what I want. This didn't grab me at all. I didn't even play the beta, so they may have fixed things. I don't know.
It just still felt same old to me after a bit. I mean, it was fun for a little bit, but then, you know, just kind of got a little tiring on my end too. So, Halo Wars 2, the big strategy sequel to Halo Wars. Real-time strategy Halo comes out next Tuesday, the 21st. There's a pretty good following for this. I don't know that we really have the following here in GRG for that game. We got a handful that have shown some interest, but...
I must be the worst Asian ever because I suck at RTSs. I mean, really, I do not StarCraft, I do not Command & Conquer, I do not Halo Wars. I just... not so good.
Not so good, no.
See, those are the ones that got me where the, you know, that's where I really got my I got my fix in was the StarCraft and Command and Conquer days. I think I got it out of my system.
I wanted to really like those types of games. I had Warcraft, I Command and Conquer, I had StarCraft, and I can't play it at all. I'm just no. So there's no way I'm getting Halo Wars. There's just
too much going on. It is.
Well, here's my problem. I can't do it with a controller. I gotta have keyboard and mouse. I have never done these games with a controller worth of shit. I gotta have keyboard and mouse to pull it off.
Now, from my understanding, Halo Wars, the first one, was great. People loved it. People that played it were huge into it.
Oh, yeah, I know some people that really love it.
And I expect some GRG to be playing this. I think we'll get a few.
But again, I can't do worth of shit with a controller. I tried it on a computer once, and oh my god, it was brutal.
Yeah, but I mean, the game's designed for a controller, so it might work well.
Yeah, brain's still wired to keyboard and mouse on those things.
And your brain's still wired to Conan's nuts, so.
And it's getting bigger by the second.
Hey now.
Hey, there ain't a slider for the nuts.
The one thing that that we've got in there as well is the Wildlands open beta is next week.
Yep. And that's 23rd through 27th.
Yeah, and if you haven't played the closed beta, it's Lala hates everything, but I thought it was pretty good. I'm looking forward to this time. Day one, I think I'd probably wait till the $40-$30 range, but that's kind of my, you know, where I'm going anyways.
But you'll miss out with everybody playing it. I think
exactly.
Obviously, yeah, this isn't a title for me, but you know, go figure. I kind of was expecting the Division or to play like the Division, but be open world, and the movements weren't the same. I don't know, and it didn't look as good to me as the Division. The Division, I think, is gorgeous. This game looked clunky, but I know a lot of the guys in GRG love this. And they're day one purchaser. So we're going to have quite a few buying this and playing it.
This one feels a little more to me like the last Metal Gear's multiplayer, the Metal Gear Online that came with that. Only maybe not as strong in the stealth elements as that game was, because that's really what that was based around.
Let's originally. Be honest. Who the fuck wants to do stealth missions when you have a machine gun? Yeah, well, I want to shoot every motherfucker.
If I was going solo, I may do some stealth, but it all ends up in a cluster anyways, and I just, you know, kind of Leroy
kill everybody.
You gotta throw the grenade at some time, and then all of a sudden, then it's time to just come in guns blazing.
Yeah, I can't hit the broadside of a barn. It's my eyes are too squinty, so I usually hit something on the other side of the of the hut where the guy's standing, and then they call their reinforcements, and I'm like, crap, I gotta like go in, you know, safety's off.
Well, I was in a party with Reaper Man when he was actually playing the closed beta. He said the sniping is actually pretty good. I'm actually looking to check out the open beta. I've watched it on YouTube. They're saying it's kind of like the Division, but it's Ubisoft's done like they always do. They've mixed a bunch of their different characteristics from other games. Yeah. You think Division meets Far Cry. I think this will have a good PvE feel, but as in lasting long in the GRG.
It's got a little Assassin's Creed 2 in it.
Yeah. I think it'll go for a little bit because it's the new shiny penny, but I don't think it'll last too long because the lack of PvP in it will probably lose people's interest in it real quick.
This will be one of those that seems to kind of pop back and forth, back in and out with GRG, I think. You know, kind of like the PvP in Destiny does. You know, people play it for a while, hits the shelf, comes back, especially if there's an update or a DLC that comes out. It'll come back for a while. You'll get squads together, and you know, like this is gonna be, you know, four player PvE. This is gonna be one of those things, you know, it'll be trendy for a while, release for a while, then fade away, then come back, and then fade away, then come back. You know, it's gonna be one of those types of games. Division does that quite a bit too. You know, it's in and out with us. This is going to be one of those things that it's going to be kind of the old reliable when other games start losing their shiny penny feel. This is one that'll come back, I think. It'll kind of pop back. You know, we got a handful of these games now. We got actually quite a lot of them.
Yeah, Grand Theft.
Grand Theft Auto, Ark, Conan will be one of those. You know, just those games that come back when everything gets a little dull. Then it's kind of how we cycle things out now.
Which GTA again is on? I think it was $30. I saw it the other day.
Through GTA next Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, it's $30. So if you don't have it, grab it.
With the deals are sold.
Yeah, that's definitely a game you should own as a gamer.
Yes.
I think you mentioned Destiny. That's a game I haven't heard in a long time. That completely fell off our radar. I think the Iron Banner, 3 months ago, it was just, we were done. I don't expect to see that get picked up unless we do like nostalgia runs. We want to do like an old dungeon or whatnot.
Unless 2 comes out this fall.
Yeah, until 2 comes out. I think for the most part within GRG, and from what I see on my friends list, where I have like 8 billion people added to my friends list, I'm not really seeing anyone playing Destiny anymore. I think that's kind of had its day.
I think you're right, but I think, you know, it's more people are, you know, they've gone through what they're going to go through and waiting for 2. The rumors are coming up again that 2 is going to get unveiled around the summertime and be out this fall. So
yeah. So with when that starts, announcements for that come out, we might run a few Vault of Glass raids.
See, it'll come back, though. It'll come back as soon as there's big news.
Yeah, it'll come
back.
We're
in it for a couple weeks.
I think that it's not anything that people are going to play to advance their characters, right? I think we're already past that point with that game.
Nah, just to bring it back, to shake off the rust before the new one comes out.
Like a night or two. I just think that game's done.
Yep.
I can definitely see Wildlands as like a drunken Friday, you know, just fucking tearing shit up and just raising hell, you know, PvP in a party.
That could be, you know, where this game could really be strong is the video content of us fucking up. Could be really good on this.
That's a nightly thing. Come on.
I mean, from running the site for a while and knowing how games trend and whatnot, this is one that you really kind of want to bite the bullet and pay for it up front and get the gaming action in right away. Because I think if you wait a month, you're going to be gaming solo. So that's,
well, ISO.
Yeah. Like, well, I like ISO solo. You guys all suck. God forbid one of you motherfuckers look up a goddamn build.
Why?
Just saying. Bad.
Got one. Game at the wrong time than I do.
We all do.
All right. Let's move on to our topic for the, I guess, I was going to say the week, but we do a bi-weekly show. So, for this show's topic, episode 52's hot topic. How do we're going to talk about, you know, we're a lot of older gamers. We're 25 and up, got a lot of players in their 30s and 40s, parents, jobs, you know, we're parents, we got jobs, we got responsibilities, no matter what our family or life situation is. You know, we mentioned Farmer with his baby, that just arrived tonight or this early this morning. How do we do it? You know, we got to balance jobs. We have to take our kids here, there, and yonder. We're coaching, we're running committees, we're doing, you know, doing all this stuff. How do we squeeze in our favorite hobby in all this? So I guess the first thing we got to talk about, how often do we game on the average? You know, we got a lot of people that game in various spectrums, you know, whether they game once or twice a week or whether they sneak in an hour or two every day. You know, how do you determine how often you game?
It's a good question. I know some of us, not me, some of us not named me, game a lot. You know, I know digital games like pretty much every day. I think Bela does almost every day as well. It's all up to, I guess, you know, it's all up to your family really and how much they like you.
Well, see, I have,
oh, if we were going before. That way, I'd game a hell of a lot more.
Yeah. My family hates me, so my family hates me, so I'm pretty much on every night, 9 to 12 p.m. Eastern or Embiid Standard Time. So it's, and that's pretty much every day of the week. I watch, you know, I don't watch too much TV at home. Plus we're, you know, I'm running or involved with GRG events. So it's like 2 or 3 nights a week. I got to be on, do that stuff.
Usually, but, you know, usually mine's after, you know, 8 Central, 9 Eastern, you know, when the kids are winding down for the night, when their activities are done, like, you know, like tonight I just helped run a Cub Scout pack meeting and rushed over here to record the show. So, you know, home by about 8:30 or 8:40 by the time I finally got home.
That's what complicates it was with the kids. You know, I have two boys, they're teenagers, active, tons of sports, tons of after school activities. And it becomes a challenge, you know, shuffling like tonight, getting this podcast off. I was 30 minutes away at a basketball game. I'm flying down the turnpike to get here on time to get this thing set up. It's just, it's hard. When I say, I've learned from running DRG, when I say I want to do something, I need to follow through with it. I hate when people don't do that. So it's important that I get home and get this done and get this rolling. But it's challenging with the kids. The kids kind of suck up all the game time. My wife hates me. She wants nothing to do with me. So,
well, my wife reads a lot. So, you know, I'm going to sit there and look over her shoulder and bug her, or else I'm going to come down here and game and she can just happily leaf through her books. So, you know, I'm doing her a favor.
How to poison her husband without getting caught.
But that's what your wife does anyways, doesn't it? All?
That's just cooking. That's just standard.
That's just cooking.
The horrors that goes on in my kitchen. It's child abuse, the food she serves my kid.
Yeah. With me, it's a balance, right? So my wife actually encourages me to game because, you know, I work, you know, pretty decent hours and it's fairly stressful sometimes. So she wants me to get in there and, you know, ease the tension. Sometimes I'm just too wiped out. So a lot of times I don't game on the weekdays. And then usually weekends are, you know, saved for family time and stuff like that. So I don't have a whole lot here and there. Lately I've been jumping on and, you know, just getting a couple of games in or whatnot. It's for me, it just depends, you know, it depends on how I feel. Sometimes I'm not in the mood. I'd rather read a book, right? You know, like Lala should be reading The Expanse, but he's too much of a dork not to. And
still working on Twilight. So
yeah, exactly. He's still got to work on Twilight, you know. And then after that, I'm sure you're reading 50 Shades and all. So
you read that.
My bad. So anyway, so yeah, for me, it's kind of an excuse, but it's also kind of like almost a privilege. I'm not saying my wife's like a she's not because she actually encourages me. It's my aspect of doing it.
You're just too lazy to get on.
That's true, and that's why I went all digital games so that I don't have to like get up and change the disc.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
It's funny you mentioned being wiped out, not in the mood to game. And that's why like I play games like Elder Scrolls where I'm kind of beat. I don't feel like the stress of actually playing a first person shooter. I get too crazed about trying to win and get stuff done, my kill death ratio, where I can go play Elder Scrolls, bang out a few missions. It's kind of a peaceful way to kind of just relax, unwind, and then
go to bed. Elite is perfect for that because you run a couple of missions and you're just like flying through from system to system, and if you get interdicted and you have to, you know, shoot somebody, that's, you know, even better. But yeah, agreed.
And for me, the survival games do that because if I'm not running in a group, like on the community nights or the nights that we all get together to try to run a cave or a raid or something like that, I can just go gather materials, maybe build something new, get stuff ready, you know, get materials ready for the next raid or whatever, you know, start getting all that ready. So I'm not doing that when it's time to raid or anything. And I can, you know, then I can just do that myself, or maybe two or three of us can go out and do it or whatever. But, you know, various, I think it's where the flexible games like Quantum, like Elite, like Fish mentioned, you have those various roles that you can play within the game.
Yeah, the open world, you can be what you want to be. And that's actually one of the more selling factors of Elite is, okay, I come in, like I work third shift, so I may come in, I'm worn out, I may want to run a couple missions, get some credits up and make, or maybe make, go ahead and take, I got a long journey across the galaxy. 30-something jumps. It's going to take me a while. I might make half of them and then find somewhere to dock for and then go crash. Or if I'm pissed off and come back from work, I might decide to go to the asteroid belt or something and just go shoot shit. So, I mean, it's the same thing with a Division. I might come in the morning. I actually had to learn in the Dark Zone, don't get too aggravated when a rogue jumps you. You farmed it once, farm it again. So now just I come in, I want to de-stress, go run some Dark Zone, make a few extractions. If a rogue gets me, oh, well, I'll get it again. You know, because it's just my relaxing time.
And that's what we have around here. You know, it's more, this is my relaxation. This is how I get, you know, how I get my aggravations out of me. So Fish, I'm kind of in the same boat you are. My wife encourages me because let's face it, she would have divorced me a long time ago if she had to put up with my pissy ass without the ability to go shoot something or go beat up a dinosaur or something.
I think that's the big thing too, is right. As you get older, you know, when you're younger, the hormones are raging and you just want to, you know, get in there and be very aggressive. But as you get older, there's other ways of releasing that tension, right? I mean, you have a job, hopefully, and you know, you work full time, and you know, you've got a family that you've got to juggle, and it's why we do what we do. It's why, you know, when people ask me what do you do for fun, and I'm like, I kind of game, and I don't even do that often, you know, and. But it's that release. It's that the relaxation of it.
And you know, and this is, again, I'm going to let this kind of drive the conversation to one of the later topics here, subtopics here. Have you guys run into? Okay, we're all 30s, 40s, right now. Quantum, are you?
I'll be 30 this year.
You'll be okay. So you're about to enter your 30s. You're the young, and you're about to enter your 30s. You're hitting that point.
Down.
Yeah.
You're hitting that point that's going to come up with my third subtopic here. Do you run into people who say, "Really, you still game at your age?"
Actually, I have I've actually got several guys. One guy that I game with that works with me now. I've known him since middle school, and we've gamed. Since we like that, and I've met other people. I've got guys at work that, like, of course, they're on the PS4 side, whatever, and they've got families, and I'll sit and talk games with them. They're not as into it as me, and they'll call me, you know, like a little geek or something above it, but they'll admit, hey, it is fun. I'm in a relationship, and I've been in a relationship for almost 2 years with an older woman. She's treats me like a king.
Jaws is here.
But sometimes I think the gaming aggravates her because she's like, well, you pick the games over me. But then there's other times she's like, go play your game and get the hell out of my hair. So it's kind of back and forth. You just kind of learn to balance it. And it's like I tell her, if I am gaming, I'm going to kick back, relax, where she might want to just browse through TV and watch TV. It's like, I don't care nothing for the shows it's on. I'd rather go hang out with.
Does she watch like dramas or soap operas?
No.
Okay, because I was just going to say, one thing I've found is that when my wife starts watching her dramas or soap operas, I start giving them the Mystery Science Theater treatment. That is the quickest way to get her to kick my ass down here to play some games. So,
well, I know me and her actually do have some stuff in common. Like we both like Big Bang Theory. actually plan on starting. We actually own all the seasons on DVD except for the new one. We're gonna start a marathon here soon. But a lot of times she might want to sit back, relax, drink on her wine a little bit and kick back. And I'm like, well, she's like, just leave me alone. Let me relax. Go play your game for a little bit. When I want you around, I'll tell you, come on back.
But that's just it. Like, you know, my wife watches a lot of her Housewives of some crazy ass county or whatever. You know, I have no interest in that.
Wow, there was a Freudian slip.
What?
You kind of said the C word there. Oh.
And as far as TV, like I usually wind up you know, I work as an IT guy and I'm building servers, running stuff. So I constantly have stuff going in the background, and I'll download the shows, watch it at work just as background noise and stuff like that. There's, you know, I watch just a few shows I really pay attention to. So it is kind of my source of entertainment. But as far as what others think about me gaming, they all know that I'm pretty involved with it. I got a lot of people that aren't gamers at all in the slightest. They don't play anything video game related. And they knew about the trips I took to Chicago with Tool to play the lands and stuff like that. And they don't really mock me, because I explain to them what we do. And I mean, they kind of get it, you know, get away from the family, do your own thing, you know, kind of party for the weekend. They may not understand the gaming as much. And I think that's mainly because they just don't understand modern games. The budget for these games is massive. I mean, and there's a game that basically will fit anybody's need. You know, the guys I'm friends with are very sports, they're into sports, and they could get into Madden or baseball or something like that, or Forza if they want to do like some racing. So I don't think people really understand what games are now. They're not playing Pac-Man. We're way past something like at that level. There's a lot of thought,
It's also where you're at too, right? So I work in the tech industry, in a very big tech industry, and most people game. I mean, it really is. It's hard to find people who don't, and who don't understand it. In fact, we have a gaming division where, in the company I work for. So it's a gaming culture. And it's just one of those things where, it's a lot more, of course, it is a lot younger. So, a bunch of millennials, but, a lot more, a bunch of older people in our age brackets, are gaming. My wife loves gaming. And I think that's a big thing, And she's probably put more hours in Fallout than most of the people in GRG, except for, I think, Digital probably put like a ton of hours. But for the most part, she's put a ton of hours in Fallout. And I mean, we used to sit around and game on the weekends, and was like, I think we need to eat something today, and it'd be like 6 o'clock after being in the office for, 12 hours, it seems.
The reason why I ask is because I actually had this happen it's been a few years since I've actually had this happen, but I had it happen at a church meeting, and I was talking because one of my pastors is a gamer, and he got like the NES, he got that NES Classic. We were talking about it, and I was talking about various games. We were talking back and forth, and this lady, and I don't think she meant any malice out of it, but it was just kind of that, it kind of brought me back to that old, middle school, high school days when it was, the girl was asking, "You game? Really?" Yeah. And I was just kind of like, wow, that's still here. That kind of thought about it is still here.
Johnny succumbs to peer pressure. So that wouldn't bother me. I care less what people think.
No, I mean, it doesn't bother me. It just kind of shocked me. Kind of shocked me that it was still kind of how people, that there were still people that thought that way about
gaming. My wife gives me grief about gaming on the Xbox all the time. Meanwhile, she's playing Candy Crush or whatever the hell she's playing on her iPhone. So they just, they see their games are okay. They don't understand, what we're doing, the games we're playing. Holding the controller and buying an Xbox is geeky to them, yet they'll be on their iPhones playing whatever games they're playing.
It's also about the area, right? It's about the area and the people. I mean, on the West Coast, we're a little more, hippie-ish. Yeah. So, in the center of the country, I'm sure it's a little more, a little more closed-minded in certain communities.
They just get upset that he wastes electricity in Nebraska on gaming. It's a very valuable resource in Nebraska.
It could go towards corn, I mean, more corn farming.
They got plenty of corn.
No, they don't. Do you import corn?
Well, it's winter, so I mean, the grocery store is going to have it from elsewhere.
Well, no, as I'm reaching my, reaching into my 30s, it's probably not looked down when I say it because, you know, like, well, you're still young. But when I actually say something about I'm gaming, initially it's like, you still game. I might get a raised eyebrow, but then I tell them, well, because, you know, most people equate gaming as, oh, well, gaming with kids. Well, I'm like, no, I'm part of a gaming community that's strictly 25 and up where, you know, it's like the equivalent of, some guys get off work and go to the bar to hang out to unwind. Well, we just go home, get on an Xbox, and we're hanging out with guys from across the country or overseas, Canada, wherever. You know, it's worldwide. And then they're like, really? And then you start explaining to them that, yeah, this is not just localized spots. This is global. And they're like, wow, I did not even realize that. And it's like, if you'll wake up and open your eyes, you'll see it.
I get, you know, more the interest in, wow, you know, you guys can actually coordinate like that across various time zones and, you know, a little more of the amazement at how you can, you know, because a lot of their last experience was Dig Dug or Pac-Man.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe playing Mario on their Nintendo at home in junior high or something like that. But you know, a lot of that, yeah, it's not so much these days. The more consistent one is the amazement at how, you know, you coordinate. Oh wow. You go to a website, you talk to all these guys, you get together and you're playing all night long, you know, kind of, wow. That's kind of interesting how y'all, you know, take it that seriously and coordinate. Of course they don't see my stats, but
well, you shouldn't show stats.
It's like my girlfriend, she'll start drinking a bottle, or be drinking on her wine, or be sitting back, and I'll be sitting there playing with some of the members on Call of Duty, whatever, and I keep dying, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, were you supposed to shoot that person? Why'd you die?
Gotta get good.
Yeah, my wife's horrible at that. She'll tell me, she's like, you know, you always die at these games, you still buy them. I'm just like, it's because I can't see straight, that's why.
I'm just a masochist. I just like pain.
I get that shit for my kids. My 13-year-old coming downstairs and I'll die or something. Wow, Dad, you really suck at this. Maybe you should give it up. I said, maybe you should give up on the Wi-Fi after I shut it off.
Wow.
He doesn't have to wait long to see you die, right? It's usually pretty quick.
Well, Johnny games less than I do, so I mean, you know, you kind of have to wait for him to get online.
Well, you know, these ARC games and Conan has completely absorbed him. He puts time in those games. He's a little out of control.
I have tons of time.
Well, it's no different than me farming in the Dark Zone all the time, so I mean.
But Johnny went from buying every game and not playing it to buying every game, playing ARC and Conan.
I only have 225 hours in ARC.
That's nothing.
PC only. My Guild Wars
hours would blow that away. I'm scared to even do like a slash age on that game. I'm in the thousands. But anyway, next question.
Well, well, we kind of brushed on this one a little bit. Kind of brushed on it. We'll wind back to it. Your responsibilities. You know, we talked about the kids. We talked, you know, more work and meetings and stuff like that. How often do you find those conflict with, you know, with what you want to do? And I'm not just talking about the 8-to-5 spot where we're working or whatever your normal hours are. You know, well, after those hours.
I have my area. It's different for me because since, you know, I run GRG, oversee everything.
Right, right.
Gaming alone isn't just part of my responsibility. It's running the site, and I would consider that part of gaming. It's all related, and running the site, it takes a lot of my time. There's a lot of time involved with running GRG. You wouldn't think it, but it is. It's ridiculous. So not only during the day do I got to check the site several times a day, I got to make sure the actual server's running, the website software is running properly. Then you have the issues with people or games, blah, 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 all that nonsense. That goes on. That's 24/7 for me. So, I mean, I'll check the site. I'll check the forums before I go to bed just to make sure everything's okay. You know, people are posting. No one's bickering or fighting. The site's working. So it's you know, when I work around my responsibilities, it's just something that's just now part of my daily routine. Just every day, I do it during work. I do it at home. As far as gaming, I don't, you'll never see me. You, you rarely see me anytime on before 9. Sometimes, well, no, I'm lying now. Maybe two nights a week when the wife and kids are out at soccer practice, I'll get on a little earlier. But like weekends, you won't see me on before 9. There's like a million things going on my weekends that I can't ever game during the afternoon, like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I think the Sea of Thieves alpha was out. It was like 1 to 3 or some crazy yes. hours during yeah. it. I'm like that's nice. I can't do that. I can't get on a Saturday 1 to 3. I have like the kid activities. I have shit around the house I got to do. It's just, there's no way. So, I can only work. I work around my responsibilities because I get on gaming at the point where I'm not doing anything. At 9 o'clock at night, I'm not doing shit. I'm not, besides taking out the trash. That's about the only thing I'll do around the house.
Yeah, I have that a lot where, you know, the evenings are the more consistent times for me. Once in a while, I'll sneak in an afternoon or an early evening, you know, if there's not much going on. You know, our weekends are either we're balls to the wall going everywhere or we don't have shit. That's just kind of how our weekends seem to go. You know, we'll have like 3 that are just insane and then 1 where there's not a damn thing going on. Yeah. So, and I think, you know, I mean, we're all in different kind of positions here, you know. Jack, your kids are more into sports. Mine are more into, you know, like speech and the arts and stuff like that. Scouting, you know, Quantum, you're in, you know, in a relationship and, you know, not kind of more the budding aspects of a relationship where
plus my hours are third shift and I just recently started back to secondary education. I'm going back for start on my associates and work up to a master's in psychology, so school's butting into that is basically find it where I can.
Yeah,
you could do some theses on GRG with psychology.
Well actually one of them I'm already talking about gaming. So
the last line in his final thesis, these guys are fucked.
Dysfunctional adult gamers.
Actually, I'm going to open up. Lala's going to give me my own little column, little forum thing where it's going to be GRG psychology. You come post there and then I'm going to fix your head. I'll fix your brains.
Dr. Quantum.
Help us all.
Dr.
Quantum.
Dr. Klutz. Right
the first day.
How's that working for you?
But, yeah, that's. Mine's usually, like I said, my game is how I unwind. So I get off 5 a.m. I'm usually home by 5:30, fed the horses, got them out in the pasture, done to take care of what I need to around here. Unless it's a school day, usually I'm cramming before I go to school. Otherwise, I'm get on for about an hour, unwind, relax. Unless I feel like I might get on YouTube, check out something game related to see what's the newest build, strategies, tips, stuff like that. And then I crash. If I get up early enough, if I feel like it, take care of what I got to do around here. Again, taking care of the horses or any work I got around the house. And then I might get on for an hour before I go to work if I've got time. Usually farm to Dark Zone, run some Warframe or whatever's going on. Weekends are mainly the best time I get, and it's usually on set. Sometimes Fridays if I'm not working overtime or Saturday nights because I'm still going to stay. Even though I'm working during the day around here, I still have to stay up late to keep those third hour sleep schedule.
Right. So that's that third shift is more your daytime. And you know, Fish even has a little different situation where both, you know, he and his wife game, you know, a little different than some of us where we're kind of away from everybody where – yours is more interacting with, you know, mine interacts. I interact with the kids through gaming more, but not necessarily the wife.
Oh yeah. No, my wife loves it. She, you know, she'll, you know, when Fallout first came out, she was like, I don't know, what is this? And then she just played it and then played it and then played it. And the next thing you know, she's got like 8 days into it and that's just gaming time. And I'm like, holy crap. And I'm like, where did this come? I don't even know how many days she has into it now, but it's crazy. We go back, you know, even to the days of like GTA Vice City, where she would just sit there and she would do most of the missions, but then all the driving stuff she would hand over to me. Here, do the driving. I can't do it. And I'm like, all right, you know, sure. So I drive it, and then of course, you know me, I'd jack a motorcycle. She goes, I hate when you do that because it drives me crazy because you'll like lose, you know, you'll crash into something and then you'll get busted. And I'm like,
you fun. Drive.
Oh yeah, I can actually drive.
I saw that softball.
I am atypical Asian when that comes. Now don't ask me to back up, but I can drive straight forward.
You can't play real time strategy games, and you can drive. Yeah. It's something that's not
and,
made
and
sense,
my so. math is okay. It's okay, you know. So, but yeah, you know, for the most part, the gaming aspect and responsibilities. You know, for me, it's all about my family and you know, my kid, my wife, and stuff like that. And so they take first seat, you know. And I think you know, being with the group for however many years now, I mean, you probably already gather that. When I was, you know, living back in Florida, I worked from home, and so I'd be on all the time, you know. But now that I'm out West Coast, I'm barely on.
All right, well, good talk. I'm going to introduce something a little new here. We'll see how much traction this gets. At forums.grimreaper.
Wait, hold on.
Yes.
Is this in the agenda?
No.
Denied.
It only takes a second. At forums.grimreapergamers.com, I'm going to start a topic. So we've told you how we balance all this shit out. So how about we get feedback from the rest of the community? How do you balance your gaming time and your responsibilities with your family and your jobs and everything? So look on the forums after you listen to the show, and you will see the topic. I'm going to actually have that in place shortly after we're finished recording.
So you're actually going to post in the forums, create your own post?
I'm going to create a post.
So twice a month?
This is actually, I think, my fourth. So it's been a busy month.
Overall.
No, this overall. Month.
I'm proud of you.
Earning that staff paycheck of nothing.
Grex gets paid. That's all I gotta say.
I don't know that your nude selfies are payment.
He never complains.
Poor Kahura. Anyway, all right. Good talk. So, like I said, forums.grimreapergamers.com. We're gonna have that topic up. We'll see what kind of feedback we get. We may feature some posts on the next show. All right. Good show, good topic. Let's go ahead and welcome. We had a handful of new members. What did we get, about four or five here between PC and Xbox?
I threw out a few recruitment posts, just some real quick ones, and we did get like a bunch of guys. I already got them in some games, and they seem to be getting along with everybody, so it's been good.
Good, good. You know, not bad for one of the slower times of year, typically, you know, in gaming. Spring doesn't seem to bring a lot out, so... Wildlands might do that though. So welcome. Keep joining games. We don't bite unless you ask. Our next show will be recorded on, let's see, it will be March 2nd. So we will start our third year of shows. Facebook page at facebook.com/Grim Reaper Gamers. Check us out there, and also check out our Twitter, Grim Reaper or grgamers.com, spell out dot. Jammer would be pissed. I screwed it up. You know, we have our Twitch TV, twitch.tv presence, Grim Reaper Gamers over there. YouTube, check out our YouTube channel. And you can get the podcast on iTunes, Google Play. What was the one you just put it on recently, Jack?
It was Stitcher.
Stitcher, yes. Thank you. I had Slacker in the back of my head. It was Stitcher.
Yeah, and you can also get it if we have the RSS link, and if you use any sort of podcast app, you just dump the RSS feed into it, and it'll just auto-load.
And that can be found on our main page.
Mm-hmm.
So, many, many ways to listen to your favorite podcast. And us, too. All right, so I want to thank everybody for listening. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Join us if you are not a member. Join us on the forums and at the site, GrimReaperGamers.com and forums.GrimReaperGamers.com. And then, like I said before, check out everything, past episodes on YouTube. That episode 10, I hear, is great. And check us out on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you want to check us out at. So thanks, guys. Really appreciate you being on the show. So for Quantum, for Jack, for Big Fish, this is Johnny Hustler saying, stay safe, have a good week or 2 weeks, and don't game alone.